Empty Your Mind, Eliminate All Negative Thoughts Instantly, written and published by Echoes of Empowerment. Introduction. What if I told you that the only thing standing between you and a life of peace, success, and clarity is the chaos in your mind? Every day, we are bombarded by a relentless stream of negative thoughts, doubts, fears, insecurities, and regrets that hold us hostage and prevent us from reaching our true potential. Imagine waking up each morning free from this mental clutter, feeling empowered, focused, and unstoppable. Now picture yourself navigating life with a clear mind. No more self-sabotage, no more overwhelming thoughts, no more feeling like you're constantly battling your own mind. You could finally experience the power of being in control of your thoughts and emotions, tapping into a deep sense of inner peace and unshakable confidence. In this audiobook, we're not just talking about positive thinking. We're diving deep into the science and art of emptying your mind, eliminating all negative thoughts instantly and effortlessly. We'll equip you with the tools, techniques, and mindset shifts that will allow you to master your mental state. This isn't about masking the negativity. It's about dismantling it at its core and creating a mind that works for you, not against you. By the end of this journey, you will no longer be a prisoner of your thoughts. You'll be free to create the life you've always desired, one rooted in clarity, peace, and unwavering focus. Chapter 1. Understanding the Nature of Negative Thoughts. Negative thoughts are like weeds in the garden of your mind. They appear unexpectedly, often when we least expect them, and if we're not careful, they quickly spread and take root, crowding out the positive and peaceful thoughts that we need to thrive. Just as weeds grow in the cracks of an otherwise beautiful garden, negative thoughts emerge in the most unexpected corners of our minds, often in the form of doubts, worries, fears, or insecurities. These negative thoughts don't appear overnight. They usually build over time, rooted in past experiences, fears, or even habits that have been ingrained in us since childhood. Think of them as visitors that come uninvited, lingering without permission. They don't define who we are, they simply show up. But like any unwanted guest, we have the power to remove them from our space. The longer we allow these negative thoughts to stay, the more they begin to distort our perceptions of reality and cloud our thinking. A lot of the time, these thoughts are born from fear of failure, rejection, or the unknown. They may also be fueled by insecurity or a past event that left a lasting impact on our mental and emotional state. These thoughts start to feel like truths, but the reality is they are just stories that our mind tells us. They are not facts, and they are not permanent. In order to eliminate these negative thoughts, we must first understand them and recognize how they work. By acknowledging that these thoughts don't define us, we begin the process of disarming them. It's important to realize that negative thoughts are a natural part of the human experience. Everyone has them at some point. They don't mean that you are weak or incapable. What matters most is how you respond to them. The first and most crucial step in eliminating negative thoughts is recognizing when they show up. This means becoming aware of your thoughts and observing them without judgment. Don't criticize yourself for having these thoughts. Instead, simply acknowledge their presence. This shift in mindset is incredibly powerful. By observing your thoughts without attaching emotions to them, you begin to take away their power. You stop being controlled by them. When you recognize a negative thought, you can challenge it. Ask yourself, is this thought based on facts, or is it just fear or insecurity talking? Once you identify it as a negative, unhelpful thought, you can start to replace it with something more positive and empowering. The more you practice this awareness and detachment, the easier it becomes to stop these thoughts from taking over. Understanding the nature of negative thoughts is the first step in freeing yourself from them. They may try to sneak in, but you now have the tools to observe them, understand where they come from, and ultimately let them go. This is where your journey to a more peaceful, clear, and positive mind begins. Chapter 2. The Power of Mindfulness in Eliminating Negative Thoughts. Mindfulness is the practice of being fully present in the moment, free from judgment and distraction. It's a powerful tool in your journey to eliminate negative thoughts because it helps you gain control over your mind. When you practice mindfulness, you shift your focus from the chaos of past regrets or future worries to the here and now. In doing so, you create a mental space where negative thoughts lose their grip, and your mind becomes more peaceful, focused, and clear. Think of your mind like a busy street. Thoughts are constantly coming and going, just like cars and people rushing by. Without mindfulness, you might find yourself being swept away by the traffic, overwhelmed by the noise and the constant movement. But when you practice mindfulness, you become the observer on the sidewalk, watching the cars go by without getting caught in the rush. You see everything, but you don't engage with it. Mindfulness is not about stopping your thoughts. It's about learning to control them. It's about recognizing when a negative thought arises and choosing not to react to it. This is key. Negative thoughts often feel overwhelming because we allow them to carry us away. We react to them, feed into them, and before we know it, we're spiraling into stress, anxiety, or even anger. But when you practice mindfulness, you give yourself the space to pause before reacting. You recognize the thought for what it is, a mere mental event, and you make a conscious choice not to engage with it. One of the simplest ways to start practicing mindfulness is through your breath. Your breath is always with you, and it's a powerful anchor to bring you back to the present moment. Whenever you feel a negative thought creeping in, take a deep breath. Feel the air fill your lungs, hold it for a moment, and then release it slowly. With each breath, you're bringing yourself back to the present, shifting your focus away from the negative thoughts and back to your body, your senses, and the moment at hand. Another effective mindfulness practice is focusing on your surroundings. Notice the colors, the sounds, the textures around you. When you engage fully with the present moment, there's no room for negative thoughts to take hold. You're living fully in the now, and in that space, there is only peace and clarity. It's impossible to be caught up in negativity when you are truly present. Mindfulness also helps you develop emotional resilience. When you're mindful, you become more aware of how certain situations trigger negative thoughts or emotions. Instead of reacting automatically, you pause and reflect. You can choose how to respond instead of being controlled by knee-jerk reactions. This helps you create a calm and balanced response to whatever life throws your way. As you practice mindfulness more regularly, you'll begin to notice that your mind becomes quieter. You won't be as easily swept away by negative thoughts or emotional turbulence. Over time, you'll build a habit of observing your thoughts and emotions without getting attached to them. This shift is transformative. You'll stop identifying with every negative thought that arises, and instead, you'll create a space between you and your thoughts, allowing you to choose peace over chaos. Mindfulness is a skill that takes time to develop, but the benefits are profound. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to clear your mind of negativity and stay anchored in the present moment. It's a tool that empowers you to take control of your thoughts and eliminate the power negative thoughts hold over you. Every time you choose mindfulness over reaction, you take another step towards a peaceful, focused, and positive mind. Chapter 3. Replacing Negative Thoughts with Positive Affirmations. One of the most powerful ways to eliminate negative thoughts is by replacing them with positive affirmations. Affirmations are simple, yet incredibly effective statements that help you reprogram your mind, changing the way you think, feel, and behave. The key is that your mind doesn't distinguish between what is true and what is repeatedly told to it. By feeding it positive, empowering affirmations, you create new neural pathways that shift your mental landscape from negativity to positivity. When negative thoughts arise, they often come with a strong sense of truth, as if they are undeniable facts. These thoughts might tell you that you're not good enough, that you will fail, or that you're unworthy of success or happiness. But the reality is, these negative thoughts are not the truth. They are just beliefs that have been programmed into your mind over time, often by experiences, social conditioning, or past failures. The power of positive affirmations lies in their ability to challenge and replace these limiting beliefs. The first step in using affirmations effectively is to become aware of the negative thoughts that pop up throughout your day. Once you recognize them, you can replace them with a more positive, empowering statement that counteracts the negativity. For example, if your mind tells you, "I'm not good enough," replace that thought with an affirmation like, "I am worthy, capable, and enough as I am." If you often think, "I'll never succeed," replace that with, "Every challenge I face is an opportunity for growth and success." These new affirmations become your truth over time, gradually replacing the old limiting beliefs with more empowering ones. The key to affirmations is repetition. Just as negative thoughts have been ingrained in your mind through constant repetition, so too can positive affirmations reshape your mindset. The more consistently you repeat affirmations, the more they begin to replace the old negative thoughts that have been holding you back. Repetition creates new thought patterns that become automatic responses. One powerful technique to enhance the impact of affirmations is to say them with emotion. When you say your affirmations out loud, speak them with conviction and belief. Feel the words as you say them. Imagine them as your reality. The stronger the emotion you attach to the affirmation, the more deeply it will sink into your subconscious mind. It's not just about the words, it's about the energy and belief behind them. You can also write your affirmations down. This simple act not only reinforces the message, but also creates a tangible reminder of your commitment to shift your mindset. Consider writing your affirmations every morning as part of your daily routine. By writing them down, you engage both your mind and body in the process of transformation. Another powerful way to use affirmations is to visualize them. As you repeat your affirmation, close your eyes and imagine your life as though it is already aligned with your positive statements. Visualize yourself succeeding, thriving, and being the person you affirm yourself to be. This visualization strengthens the connection between your thoughts and reality, helping you to manifest what you want in your life. Affirmations can be used in all aspects of your life. Whether it's improving your self-esteem, attracting abundance, building confidence, or overcoming fear, there's an affirmation for everything. The key is to make your affirmations specific, positive, and present tense. For example, instead of saying, "I will not be afraid," say, "I am confident and fearless in every situation." The present tense language makes the affirmation more powerful because it aligns your mind with the reality you want to create. It's also important to remember that affirmations don't work overnight. Changing the way you think takes time and persistence, but the more you practice, the more you'll start to notice a shift in your mindset. You'll find yourself thinking more positively and automatically rejecting negative thoughts that once had a hold over you. Over time, positive affirmations will become second nature and your mental state will be transformed. Positive affirmations are a tool that puts you in the driver's seat of your life. By replacing negative thoughts with powerful, uplifting statements, you create a mindset that supports your growth, success, and happiness. The more you practice, the more you'll believe in the power of your own words and the incredible potential they unlock in your life. Chapter 4. The Power of Letting Go, Embracing Detachment. One of the most powerful practices in eliminating negative thoughts and achieving mental clarity is learning to let go. We often hold on to negative thoughts, emotions, and situations because we believe they define us, protect us, or provide us with some sense of control. But the truth is, holding on to negativity only weighs us down and prevents us from experiencing peace and growth. Detachment is the key to freeing yourself from the grip of negative thoughts and emotional turmoil. Detachment doesn't mean you stop caring or become emotionally cold. Rather, it's about releasing the hold that external circumstances, people, or past experiences have over you. It's about choosing to release what you can't control and accepting life as it is, without attachment to specific outcomes. When you detach, you stop allowing outside forces to dictate your internal peace. Instead of being ruled by your emotions or past experiences, you take control of how you react to the world around you. A common misconception about detachment is that it involves running away or ignoring the pain or difficulties we face. On the contrary, true detachment is about acknowledging and accepting your feelings without being consumed by them. It's the ability to observe your thoughts and emotions without becoming entangled in them. This shift in perspective allows you to approach life from a place of calmness rather than reacting impulsively to every situation. A powerful way to practice detachment is through mindfulness. By becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings in the present moment, you create space between your emotions and your response to them. For example, when a negative thought arises, instead of automatically reacting to it with fear, anger, or self-doubt, you simply observe it. Recognize that it's just a thought, not a reality. You don't have to act on it or let it define you. By practicing detachment in this way, you train your mind to become less reactive and more in control. Another aspect of detachment involves letting go of the need for approval or validation from others. Many of us seek external validation to feel good about ourselves, whether it's praise from colleagues, acknowledgement from friends, or approval from family. However, relying on others to define your worth is a trap that leads to insecurity and self-doubt. True detachment comes when you no longer need others to validate your existence or decisions. You begin to trust yourself and your own inner guidance. This shift in mindset empowers you to make decisions based on your values, not on the opinions or expectations of others. Detachment also involves releasing the need to control everything in your life. We often try to control the outcomes of situations, whether it's our career, relationships, or personal goals. We become attached to the idea of how things should be, and when life doesn't unfold the way we expect, we feel anxious or frustrated. Letting go of this need for control opens the door to freedom and peace. It's about trusting that life will unfold as it's meant to, and that everything will work out, even if it's not in the way we envisioned. This mindset frees you from the stress and anxiety that come with trying to control every aspect of your life. One powerful practice for embracing detachment is visualizing yourself letting go. Imagine that you are holding on to a rope or chain that's tethering you to past experiences, negative thoughts, or emotions. With each deep breath, visualize yourself releasing the rope, feeling lighter and freer with each release. As you let go, you create more space within yourself for peace, clarity, and positivity to flow in. Detachment doesn't mean you become disconnected or indifferent to the world around you. In fact, it allows you to engage with life more fully, because you are no longer weighed down by the burden of negative thoughts or attachments. You can experience life with greater joy, because you no longer hold on to the things that don't serve you. This freedom is what allows you to embrace the present moment fully, without the distractions of past regrets or future worries. In the journey to empty your mind, detachment plays a crucial role. It's the ability to release what no longer serves you, to stop clinging to negative thoughts and feelings, and to trust the process of life. When you detach from the things that weigh you down, you open up to the possibility of a life filled with peace, freedom, and positivity. Letting go is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength, wisdom, and inner peace. Chapter 5. Rewiring your brain for positivity. Your brain is an incredible organ, capable of adapting, learning, and changing throughout your life. Just like a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. This principle applies to your mindset as well. By rewiring your brain for positivity, you can change the way you think, feel, and behave. The key is understanding that your brain is not static. It's highly malleable, and the more you consciously direct your thoughts, the more you can shift your mental patterns. The concept of neuroplasticity is essential here. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections throughout life. In simple terms, your brain can change based on the thoughts you think, the habits you form, and the experiences you have. So, when you repeatedly engage in positive thinking and behavior, you are literally reshaping your brain to think in ways that support your mental well-being. This means that negativity is not a permanent part of your brain's wiring. Negative thinking patterns are often formed from past experiences, fear, and external influences, but they can be undone. The process of rewiring your brain involves replacing these negative neural pathways with new ones that support positive thoughts and emotions. But how do you begin this process? First, you need to become aware of the negative patterns you've developed. These could be recurring thoughts like, "I'm not good enough," "I'll never succeed," or "I'm always going to fail." These thoughts become ingrained in your mind over time, but they don't have to stay there. Once you recognize them, you can start to challenge and change them. Awareness is the first and most powerful step in rewiring your brain. Without recognizing the patterns, you can't change them. Next, you can start replacing those negative thoughts with positive ones. For instance, when you catch yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough," consciously replace it with, "I am more than capable and I deserve success." The more you practice this, the more your brain starts to recognize these positive thoughts as your new truth. Over time, your brain will start to default to positive thinking rather than negative thinking, just as it once did with the negative patterns. One of the most powerful tools in rewiring your brain is the practice of gratitude. Gratitude is a simple yet transformative habit that has been proven to create lasting positive change in the brain. When you focus on what you're grateful for, your brain shifts its focus from what's lacking or negative to what is abundant and positive in your life. This change in focus rewires your brain to look for more things to appreciate, and over time, you begin to see the world through a more positive lens. Gratitude practices can range from keeping a gratitude journal, where you write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, to simply taking a moment each morning or night to reflect on the positive aspects of your life. These small practices will slowly begin to reshape your brain's habitual thought patterns. Another crucial element of rewiring your brain is practicing positive self-talk. Often we are our own harshest critics, constantly feeding ourselves negative messages. This negative self-talk can reinforce feelings of insecurity and doubt, making it even harder to break free from negativity. By consciously changing your inner dialogue, you can start to rewire your brain for positivity. When you catch yourself being overly critical, pause and replace those thoughts with affirmations of self-compassion and encouragement. For example, if you think, "I can't do this," replace it with, "I am capable and I am taking the necessary steps to succeed." Positive self-talk fosters a mindset of growth and resilience. It allows you to build confidence and take on challenges with a belief in your abilities. Visualization is another technique that can powerfully rewire your brain. When you visualize positive outcomes, whether it's achieving a goal, performing well in an interview, or succeeding in a project, you activate the same neural pathways in your brain as if you're actually experiencing those events. Visualization helps your brain create a mental blueprint for success, and over time, this leads to real-life results. Try to visualize your goals and success as vividly as possible. Imagine yourself feeling confident, successful, and fulfilled. The more you practice visualization, the more your brain will begin to align your actions and thoughts with those positive outcomes. Consistency is the key to rewiring your brain. Just as it takes time for negative thought patterns to form, it takes time to replace them with positive ones. But the more you practice positivity, the stronger your new neural pathways become. Gradually, your brain will default to positive thinking, and negativity will lose its hold over you. Remember, rewiring your brain is not a quick fix. It's a gradual process that requires patience, practice, and persistence. But every step you take toward positive thinking makes a difference. With time, you'll find that your brain begins to operate in a way that supports your mental well-being, helping you maintain a more peaceful, positive, and empowered mindset. Rewiring your brain for positivity is one of the most powerful ways to eliminate negative thoughts and take control of your mental state. By consciously choosing to engage in positive thinking, practicing gratitude, using positive self-talk, and visualizing success, you are actively reshaping your mind for a better future. The more you invest in this process, the easier it will become to stay positive, no matter what challenges life throws your way. Chapter 6. Silence as a tool for clarity. In the constant noise of the world around us, whether it's the relentless chatter of social media, the constant demands of work, or even the inner dialogue in our minds, silence has become a rare and precious commodity. Yet it is in silence that we can find some of the most profound clarity. Silence is not merely the absence of sound, it is the absence of distraction, the stillness that allows your mind to settle, reflect, and reset. In this chapter, we will explore the transformative power of silence and how it can help you clear negative thoughts, gain insight, and bring peace to your mind. When we're constantly surrounded by noise, both external and internal, it becomes difficult to think clearly. The mind becomes cluttered, overloaded with information, emotions, and distractions. In such an environment, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or scattered. Silence, however, acts as a reset button for the mind. It creates the space for reflection, giving you the opportunity to examine your thoughts and emotions from a place of calm. The practice of silence allows you to step outside of the chaos and reconnect with your inner self. When you allow yourself to be still, without any external input or mental chatter, you open the door to deep introspection. In this stillness, you can begin to hear the thoughts that are most important and aligned with your true self, rather than the noise that comes from outside influences or from the automatic negative thought patterns that often fill your mind. Silence gives you the opportunity to separate yourself from the ongoing narrative that you've been telling yourself. This is especially powerful when it comes to overcoming negative thoughts. Our negative thoughts are often repetitive, feeding into each other and growing stronger over time. Silence provides a break from that cycle, It helps you break free from the constant loop of fear, doubt, and worry, creating the space needed to replace those thoughts with more empowering beliefs. The beauty of silence lies in its simplicity. It doesn't require any special skill or complicated technique. It is simply the act of pausing and being fully present with yourself. In the quiet, you can observe your thoughts without becoming entangled in them. This ability to observe without judgment is crucial for mental clarity. Instead of reacting to every thought or emotion that arises, silence allows you to just notice them and let them pass by without attaching any significance to them. It's a practice of non-attachment that frees you from the weight of negative thoughts and helps you develop a deeper sense of mental peace. One powerful form of silence that can lead to clarity is meditation. Meditation is essentially a practice of silent observation, where you sit in stillness and observe your thoughts, emotions, and sensations without getting caught up in them. Through regular meditation practice, you train your mind to become more comfortable with silence and to gain clarity amidst the noise. Over time, the practice of meditation helps you cultivate a deep sense of inner peace, making it easier to detach from negative thoughts and create space for positive ones. Silence also enhances your ability to listen, both to yourself and to others. In the rush of daily life, we often forget the power of listening. We're so busy trying to speak, to make our point, or to solve problems that we don't take the time to truly listen. When you embrace silence, you can listen more deeply. You can hear the quiet whispers of your inner wisdom, your intuition, and your true desires. Similarly, when you give others your full attention in silence, you create space for better communication, understanding, and connection. Another benefit of silence is that it encourages creativity. When you quiet the mental chatter, you allow space for new ideas, insights, and inspiration to emerge. Often, creativity comes not from forcefully trying to think of something new, but from simply allowing your mind to rest and reset. In silence, you create the conditions for your mind to make new connections, see things from a different perspective, and come up with innovative solutions to challenges. Silence also allows you to connect with your higher self and with the deeper truths of life. When we are constantly distracted by external noise, we lose touch with the essence of who we are. We begin to rely on external sources of validation, comparison, and approval. But in silence, we reconnect with our inner voice, the part of us that knows what is truly important, what we really need, and who we truly are. Silence is the gateway to self-awareness, helping us to align our actions and decisions with our deeper values. The more you practice silence, the more you'll notice the benefits in your daily life. You'll find that your mind becomes clearer, your emotions more balanced, and your thoughts more focused. You'll begin to approach life with greater calmness and composure, regardless of external circumstances. Silence teaches you to trust yourself and your intuition, rather than being swayed by the noise of the world. One simple way to incorporate more silence into your life is by setting aside time each day for moments of stillness. This could be as simple as taking a few minutes each morning before the day begins to sit in silence and reflect, or as profound as dedicating time for meditation or quiet walks in nature. Even in the midst of a busy day, you can find brief moments of silence. When you're commuting, waiting for an appointment, or even during lunch breaks, these small pockets of silence can make a big difference in your mental clarity and emotional balance. In a world that is constantly demanding your attention, silence becomes a powerful tool for mental mastery. It allows you to take a step back, observe your thoughts and emotions, and create space for new, more positive perspectives to emerge. By embracing silence, you tap into the power of your own mind, letting go of distractions and opening yourself up to greater peace, creativity, and clarity. Chapter 7. Sustaining Mental Clarity Every Day. Achieving mental clarity is not a one-time event. It is a continuous practice that requires consistency, discipline, and dedication. In this chapter, we will explore how to sustain mental clarity every day and make it a natural part of your life. It's not about waiting for the perfect moment or expecting instant results. It's about creating daily habits and routines that support your mental peace and clarity. By incorporating these practices into your life, you can maintain a sharp, focused mind that is free from the distractions of negativity and stress. First and foremost, sustaining mental clarity begins with maintaining awareness of your thoughts and emotions. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life and allow negative thoughts to creep in unnoticed. But by practicing mindfulness every day, you can stay aware of what's going on in your mind and quickly identify when negative thoughts or distractions start to take over. Awareness is the foundation of mental clarity. Without it, you can easily become swept away by the chaos of the mind, losing sight of your inner peace. To sustain mental clarity, you need to make mindfulness a daily practice. This doesn't necessarily mean sitting in meditation for hours a day, although that can certainly help. It's about incorporating small moments of mindfulness throughout your day. Whether you're driving, working, eating, or even just walking, bring your full attention to the present moment. Notice the sights, sounds, and sensations around you. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you practice mindfulness in every moment, it becomes easier to maintain a clear and focused mind throughout the day. In addition to mindfulness, creating a daily routine that supports mental clarity is essential. Just as you wouldn't expect a plant to thrive without regular watering and care, your mind requires regular practices to stay healthy and clear. Start your day with intention. Set aside time in the morning to center yourself, whether through meditation, deep breathing, journaling, or simply sitting in silence for a few moments. This quiet time at the beginning of your day helps you clear your mind and set a positive tone for the rest of the day. It's a powerful way to reinforce your mental clarity and ensure that you approach your day with a focused, calm mindset. As the day unfolds, it's important to manage distractions and stay focused on your tasks. One of the biggest threats to mental clarity is constant distraction. Whether it's checking your phone, responding to every email immediately, or letting your mind wander during conversations, distractions can quickly derail your focus and cause mental clutter. To sustain mental clarity, set boundaries for yourself when it comes to distractions. For example, designate specific times to check your email or social media, rather than allowing them to pull your attention away at random moments. When you're engaged in a task, give it your full attention. The more you practice staying focused, the easier it will be to maintain mental clarity. Another important aspect of sustaining mental clarity is managing stress. Stress is one of the biggest contributors to mental fog and overwhelm. When you're stressed, your mind becomes clouded with worry, and it's harder to think clearly. To prevent stress from taking over, it's important to develop healthy coping mechanisms. Deep breathing, exercise, and spending time in nature are all great ways to reduce stress and clear your mind. Taking breaks throughout the day to relax and recharge is also crucial. Even a few minutes of stretching, deep breathing, or stepping outside for some fresh air can make a big difference in your mental state. Sleep is another crucial factor in sustaining mental clarity. Without adequate rest, your mind becomes foggy and your ability to focus and think clearly diminishes. Prioritize sleep by establishing a healthy nighttime routine. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night and create an environment conducive to rest. Dim the lights, avoid screen time before bed, and make sure your room is cool and quiet. When you get enough sleep, your mind has the opportunity to recharge, and you wake up feeling clear, focused, and ready to take on the day. Nutrition plays an equally important role in mental clarity. What you eat affects the way your brain functions. Eating a balanced diet rich in whole foods, vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats can provide the nutrients your brain needs to perform at its best. Avoid excessive caffeine, sugar, and processed foods, as they can contribute to mental fatigue and crashes. Drink plenty of water to stay hydrated, as dehydration can impair cognitive function. A healthy body supports a clear mind, so be mindful of what you're fueling your body with. Equally important is emotional balance. Mental clarity isn't just about thinking clearly, it's also about maintaining emotional balance. When emotions like anger, anxiety, or sadness take over, they cloud your ability to think objectively. To sustain mental clarity, it's essential to regularly check in with your emotional state and address any negative emotions before they take root. Practices like journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or engaging in activities that bring you joy can help you release emotional tension and maintain emotional balance. Another powerful tool for sustaining mental clarity is setting goals and staying aligned with your purpose. When you have a clear sense of direction and a vision for your life, it's easier to maintain focus and avoid distractions. Take time to set clear, achievable goals for yourself and break them down into actionable steps. When you're working toward something meaningful, your mind stays focused, and it becomes easier to eliminate the noise and clutter that can cloud your thinking. Practicing self-compassion is crucial to sustaining mental clarity. We all have moments when our minds feel overwhelmed or we struggle with negative thoughts. Instead of being harsh on yourself or judging your mental state, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when you're feeling stressed or distracted. Understand that mental clarity is a process, not a destination. The more you practice self-compassion, the easier it will be to return to a place of mental peace when life gets chaotic. Sustaining mental clarity is an ongoing process, not a one-time achievement. It requires consistency, patience, and the willingness to develop habits that support your mental and emotional well-being. By integrating mindfulness, creating supportive routines, managing distractions, reducing stress, prioritizing sleep and nutrition, and practicing emotional balance, you can keep your mind clear and focused every day. When you invest in your mental clarity, you set yourself up for success, peace, and personal growth. With time, maintaining mental clarity becomes second nature, and your life becomes a reflection of the focus, peace, and clarity you've cultivated within yourself. Chapter 8. Communication and Relationships. Effective communication without conflict. Effective communication is one of the most powerful tools you have in your life, and it plays a crucial role in maintaining mental clarity, emotional well-being, and healthy relationships. The way you communicate with others, whether it's in personal relationships, work environments, or social settings, has a profound impact on your mental state. Poor communication, misunderstandings, and conflicts can cloud your thoughts, create emotional turmoil, and disrupt your inner peace. In this chapter, we will explore how to communicate effectively without conflict, enabling you to build stronger, more harmonious relationships while maintaining mental clarity. At the core of effective communication is the ability to listen, not just to respond, but to truly understand the other person's perspective. Too often, in conversations, we are focused on what we want to say next, rather than listening deeply to what the other person is expressing. This leads to miscommunication and misunderstandings, which can escalate into conflicts. One of the best ways to maintain clarity in communication is by becoming a better listener. When you listen actively, you make the other person feel heard, understood, and respected. This alone can prevent many potential conflicts and create a more peaceful, positive atmosphere. Listening actively requires you to be present and fully engaged in the conversation. This means putting away distractions, such as your phone or other devices, and giving the speaker your full attention. Make eye contact, nod to show you're engaged, and avoid interrupting. If you don't understand something, ask clarifying questions to ensure you're on the same page. By being fully present, you signal to the other person that you value their thoughts and feelings, which creates an environment of mutual respect and understanding. Another critical component of effective communication is being mindful of your tone and body language. Communication is not just about the words we speak, but also how we say them. The tone of voice you use can significantly affect how your message is received. A harsh or defensive tone can trigger defensive reactions in others, leading to conflict, while a calm and respectful tone fosters understanding and cooperation. Similarly, your body language plays a key role in communication. Open body language, such as maintaining eye contact, uncrossing your arms, and facing the person you're speaking to, signals openness and receptivity. On the other hand, closed-off body language, like avoiding eye contact, crossing your arms, or turning away, can convey disinterest, defensiveness, or aggression, even if your words say something different. Being aware of how your tone and body language may be perceived is vital to keeping communication clear and conflict-free. If you find yourself becoming frustrated or upset during a conversation, it's important to pause, breathe, and reset. Avoid raising your voice or using words that could escalate the situation. Instead, focus on staying calm and composed, which will allow you to communicate more effectively and keep the conversation productive. When engaging in difficult conversations or discussions that might lead to conflict, it's essential to use I statements rather than you statements. You statements tend to place blame and make the other person feel defensive, which can escalate the conflict. For example, instead of saying, "You always ignore me," say, "I feel hurt when I'm not heard." This shifts the focus from attacking the other person to expressing how you feel, which opens the door to understanding and resolution. I statements are non-confrontational, allow you to express your feelings honestly, and help prevent unnecessary conflict. Another important aspect of conflict-free communication is knowing when to take a step back. In heated moments, it's easy to say things you don't mean or to escalate the situation without realizing it. If you feel yourself becoming overwhelmed with emotion or if the conversation is becoming too heated, take a break. Let the other person know that you need time to cool down and collect your thoughts. A short break can allow both parties to gain perspective and approach the conversation with a calmer mindset. In addition to taking breaks, learning how to manage your emotions is essential for clear communication. If you're feeling angry, frustrated, or upset, these emotions can cloud your judgment and make it difficult to communicate effectively. Practicing emotional regulation techniques such as deep breathing, mindfulness, or grounding exercises can help you stay centered and calm during difficult conversations. The more you practice emotional regulation, the better you'll be at responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively, which helps maintain clarity in communication. Furthermore, effective communication involves being clear and concise in expressing your thoughts and needs. Sometimes we struggle to communicate effectively because we're unsure about what we want to say or how to express ourselves. Being clear and direct about your feelings and needs is essential for avoiding misunderstandings. If something is bothering you, don't keep it bottled up. Express it in a calm, clear way. If you need something from someone, whether it's support, understanding, or space, don't be afraid to ask for it directly. Clear communication ensures that everyone is on the same page, which reduces the likelihood of conflict and helps strengthen relationships. Being open to feedback is another crucial aspect of effective communication. Healthy relationships thrive on mutual respect, which means being open to hearing the other person's thoughts, feelings, and concerns. If someone shares something with you that's difficult to hear, resist the urge to become defensive. Instead, listen with empathy and try to understand their perspective. This doesn't mean you have to agree with everything they say, but acknowledging their feelings and validating their experience helps maintain open, constructive dialogue. Conflict is inevitable in any relationship, but how you handle it is what truly matters. When you practice clear and respectful communication, you create an environment where conflicts can be resolved constructively rather than destructively. Healthy conflict resolution involves listening to the other person's perspective, expressing your own thoughts and feelings without blame, and working together to find a solution that works for both parties. Even when disagreements arise, maintaining a calm and respectful tone will allow you to navigate the situation without unnecessary tension or resentment. Effective communication is about fostering understanding, respect, and connection. It's about creating an open space where both parties can express themselves honestly and with empathy, leading to deeper trust and stronger relationships. By incorporating these principles into your daily communication, you can reduce conflict, maintain mental clarity, and create harmonious, fulfilling relationships in every area of your life. Clear communication helps you maintain the peace of mind and mental clarity necessary to navigate life's challenges. By practicing active listening, being mindful of your tone and body language, using I statements, managing your emotions, and being open to feedback, you can create a communication environment that is based on respect, understanding, and collaboration. This not only helps prevent conflict, but also builds stronger, more authentic connections with others. Chapter 9: Integration into Everyday Life. Practical Tips for Mindful Living. Mindful living isn't something that only happens during meditation sessions or when you're consciously practicing self-awareness. It's about bringing that sense of presence, calm, and clarity into every aspect of your daily life. In this chapter, we'll explore practical tips for integrating mindfulness into your everyday routine, allowing you to maintain mental clarity and peace throughout your day. By weaving mindfulness into the fabric of your daily life, you can transform ordinary moments into powerful opportunities for personal growth and emotional well-being. The first step in integrating mindfulness into everyday life is cultivating awareness in the present moment. This means letting go of distractions and fully engaging with what's happening right now. For example, when you're eating, focus entirely on the act of eating. Taste the flavors, feel the textures, and savor each bite. When you're walking, pay attention to each step, the sensation of your feet touching the ground, and the rhythm of your breath. These simple activities may seem trivial, but when practiced with full awareness, they help ground you in the present moment and prevent your mind from wandering into the past or future. Mindfulness can also be practiced during routine tasks. Whether you're doing the dishes, folding laundry, or driving, take a moment to bring your full attention to what you're doing. Notice the sensation of water on your hands, the movement of your body, or the hum of your car's engine. By focusing on the task at hand, you prevent your mind from becoming cluttered with worries, regrets, or distractions. The goal is not to perform these tasks mindlessly, but to engage in them with full awareness, which creates a sense of calm and satisfaction. One powerful way to integrate mindfulness into your life is through mindful breathing. Our breath is a natural anchor that we can use to bring ourselves back to the present moment. Throughout the day, take moments to check in with your breath. Whenever you're feeling stressed, anxious, or distracted, pause and take a few deep, intentional breaths. Breathe in slowly, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly. As you do this, focus all of your attention on the sensation of the breath moving in and out of your body. This simple practice can immediately calm your mind and help you regain mental clarity. Mindful communication is another essential practice for integrating mindfulness into your daily life. When engaging in conversations, give the other person your full attention. This means actively listening, without thinking about what you're going to say next or getting distracted by your own thoughts. Respond thoughtfully, with patience and empathy, rather than reacting impulsively. By practicing mindful communication, you foster deeper connections and avoid unnecessary conflicts. This also helps you stay present in the moment and prevents misunderstandings or misinterpretations. Another key component of mindful living is being intentional with your time. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the demands of work, relationships, and personal responsibilities. However, when you live mindfully, you begin to prioritize what truly matters. This means setting boundaries, learning to say no when necessary, and making time for the activities that nourish your mind, body, and spirit. It also means letting go of the need to constantly multitask or rush through tasks. Instead, focus on one thing at a time, giving it your full attention and doing it to the best of your ability. Mindfulness also extends to how we manage our emotions. Rather than suppressing or ignoring negative emotions, mindfulness encourages us to acknowledge them without judgment. When you feel anger, sadness, or frustration arising, pause and observe these emotions without labeling them as good or bad. Simply notice the sensations in your body and the thoughts in your mind. By becoming aware of your emotions in this way, you create space between yourself and the emotion, allowing you to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. This practice of emotional awareness helps you avoid getting caught up in negative thought patterns and prevents emotional overwhelm. Self-compassion is another important aspect of mindful living. It's easy to be hard on yourself, especially when things aren't going as planned or when you make mistakes. However, mindfulness teaches us to approach ourselves with kindness and understanding. When you face challenges, be gentle with yourself. Recognize that mistakes are a part of life, and rather than criticizing yourself, offer words of encouragement and support. Self-compassion helps you maintain a positive mindset and prevents you from getting bogged down by self-doubt or negativity. Mindfulness also plays a significant role in how we manage our physical health. A mindful approach to self-care involves being present and attuned to your body's needs. Whether you're exercising, eating, or resting, pay attention to how your body feels. If you're exercising, be aware of the sensations in your muscles and the rhythm of your breath. When you're eating, savor each bite and notice how different foods affect your body. This awareness helps you make healthier choices and prevents you from engaging in mindless habits that could harm your well-being. By listening to your body and treating it with care, you support both your mental and physical health. Another practical tip for integrating mindfulness into your daily life is to practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful mindfulness practice that shifts your focus from what's lacking or negative to what's abundant and positive in your life. At the start or end of each day, take a moment to reflect on three things you're grateful for. This practice doesn't have to be grand. It can be something as simple as a warm cup of tea, a conversation with a loved one, or a quiet moment of peace. By focusing on gratitude, you train your mind to recognize the positive aspects of life, which helps to cultivate a mindset of abundance and appreciation. Mindfulness can also be integrated into your environment. The space you inhabit plays a significant role in your mental clarity and emotional state. Keeping your home, workspace, and living areas organized and clutter-free promotes a sense of calm and order in your mind. Take a few moments each day to tidy up, create a peaceful space, and surround yourself with objects that bring you joy and serenity. A clean, organized environment enhances your ability to stay present and focused. Remember that mindfulness is not about perfection, it's about progress. It's easy to feel frustrated if you slip into old habits or if your mind wanders during meditation. But mindfulness is a practice, and every time you return your attention to the present moment, you strengthen your ability to stay focused and clear. Be patient with yourself and don't judge yourself for any missteps. Just as you wouldn't criticize a plant for growing slowly, be gentle with your own growth as you integrate mindfulness into your life. Incorporating mindfulness into your everyday life doesn't require drastic changes or hours of meditation. It's about making small, intentional choices throughout the day that support your mental clarity, emotional well-being, and overall happiness. By bringing mindfulness to your daily routines, conversations, and habits, you create a life that is more peaceful, focused, and fulfilling. Mindfulness is the key to transforming everyday moments into opportunities for growth, self-awareness, and inner peace. Chapter 10: Developing Self-Awareness Skills. Self-awareness is one of the most powerful tools for creating lasting change in your life. It is the ability to observe your thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and reactions without judgment or attachment. By developing self-awareness, you can gain clarity about your true desires, values, and goals, and you can make more informed decisions about how to respond to the world around you. In this chapter, we will explore how to develop self-awareness skills that allow you to take full control of your mind, actions, and life. At its core, self-awareness means understanding who you are, your strengths, weaknesses, patterns, triggers, and tendencies. It's the ability to look inward and reflect on your thoughts and behaviors, asking yourself, "Why do I think this way? What motivates me? How do I react in certain situations?" This type of reflection helps you to identify areas where you may be stuck, where you're holding yourself back, or where you can improve. By becoming aware of these aspects of yourself, you can start to make conscious choices that align with your highest potential. The first step in developing self-awareness is cultivating mindfulness. Mindfulness, as discussed in previous chapters, is the practice of being fully present in the moment without judgment. When you practice mindfulness, you develop the ability to observe your thoughts and emotions without getting caught up in them. This allows you to see patterns and reactions that you might otherwise overlook. For example, when you experience a negative emotion like anger or frustration, instead of immediately reacting to it, mindfulness allows you to pause, observe the emotion, and ask yourself, "Why am I feeling this way? What triggered this reaction?" This pause gives you the space to respond thoughtfully rather than impulsively. Journaling is another powerful tool for developing self-awareness. Writing down your thoughts, feelings, and experiences allows you to externalize your internal world and observe it from a different perspective. Journaling helps you process emotions, track patterns in your behavior, and gain clarity on what you want and need in your life. It's a safe space for reflection and self-discovery. Try journaling every morning or evening as a way to check in with yourself. Ask yourself questions like, how do I feel today? What's on my mind? What am I grateful for? What challenges did I face, and how did I handle them? Over time, you'll gain a deeper understanding of yourself, your thoughts, and your emotions. Another aspect of self-awareness is the ability to recognize your patterns of thinking. Often, we get stuck in negative thought cycles that limit our growth. These thoughts can be driven by fear, self-doubt, or past experiences. By becoming aware of these patterns, you can start to challenge and change them. For example, if you often think, "I'm not good enough," this negative thought can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. But when you become aware of this thought pattern, you can challenge it by asking yourself, "Is this thought true? Where is the evidence that I am not good enough?" By questioning these thoughts, you break their power and open the door to new, more empowering beliefs. Self-awareness also involves understanding your emotional triggers. Triggers are situations, people, or experiences that provoke strong emotional reactions in you, whether positive or negative. Identifying your emotional triggers is key to gaining control over your reactions. For example, if you find yourself getting easily irritated in traffic or when someone criticizes you, this could be a trigger that points to a deeper issue, such as impatience or insecurity. Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to manage them. This might involve practicing breathing exercises when you feel yourself getting upset or reframing your thoughts to view the situation from a different perspective. To deepen your self-awareness, it's also important to observe your behavior and actions. Often, we go through life on autopilot, reacting to situations without fully considering how our actions affect others or align with our values. By paying attention to your actions, you can assess whether they are serving your higher goals and desires or whether they are sabotaging your progress. Ask yourself, "Is this behavior helping me grow? Does this action align with who I want to be?" This type of self-reflection helps you make intentional choices that are in harmony with your values and purpose. An essential part of developing self-awareness is learning to embrace feedback from others. Sometimes, we are too close to a situation to see ourselves clearly, and feedback from trusted friends, family members, or colleagues can offer valuable insights. Be open to receiving feedback, even if it's constructive criticism. Rather than becoming defensive, try to view feedback as an opportunity for growth. Ask questions to better understand the feedback and reflect on how you can improve. When you embrace feedback, you gain a more well-rounded view of yourself and your behavior, which helps you grow and evolve. Self-awareness also requires us to be honest with ourselves. This means acknowledging both our strengths and our weaknesses. It's easy to focus on our positive traits and avoid confronting the areas where we need improvement. However, true self-awareness involves being willing to look at ourselves objectively and recognize where we may be falling short. Instead of shying away from our flaws, we accept them with compassion and use them as opportunities for growth. For example, if you recognize that you tend to procrastinate, instead of feeling guilty or ashamed, you can acknowledge it and take steps to improve your time management. As you develop self-awareness, you'll also start to cultivate self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is the ability to embrace all parts of yourself, both the strengths and the imperfections, without judgment. It's about recognizing that you are a work in progress, and that's okay. Self-acceptance allows you to stop criticizing yourself for mistakes or perceived shortcomings and instead focus on learning and growing. The more you accept yourself, the less likely you are to engage in negative self-talk or be affected by external criticism. This acceptance of yourself is a key component of mental clarity and emotional well-being. Finally, developing self-awareness is a continuous process. It's not something that happens overnight. It requires regular practice, self-reflection, and a willingness to be open to change. As you become more self-aware, you'll begin to notice positive shifts in your thoughts, behaviors, and relationships. You'll make more conscious decisions, respond to challenges with greater ease, and align more closely with your true self. The deeper you go into self-awareness, the more empowered you become to create the life you truly want. Self-awareness is the foundation for personal growth, emotional intelligence, and mental clarity. By practicing mindfulness, journaling, identifying your thought patterns and emotional triggers, embracing feedback, and being honest with yourself, you can develop a deeper understanding of who you are. With self-awareness comes the ability to make better choices, respond to life's challenges with grace, and live with purpose and authenticity. As you continue on this journey of self-discovery, you will unlock your full potential and step into a life that aligns with your true self. Chapter 11. Reframing Negative Thoughts. Negative thoughts are a natural part of the human experience. They arise from various triggers, including stress, past experiences, and fears of the future. These thoughts, however, don't have to define you or control your life. In fact, negative thoughts are not as permanent or powerful as they may seem. The key to transforming them lies in reframing, changing the way we perceive and interpret these thoughts. In this chapter, we'll dive deep into the art of reframing negative thoughts and how this practice can shift your perspective, improve your mindset, and lead you toward greater emotional resilience. Reframing is essentially about taking a negative or limiting belief and looking at it from a different angle, giving it a new meaning. It's like changing the lens through which you view a situation or thought. Rather than allowing negativity to dominate, you consciously choose to see things in a way that serves your growth and well-being. This change in perspective can radically alter how you experience life and how you react to challenges. The first step in reframing negative thoughts is awareness. You need to become aware of when a negative thought arises and recognize its impact on your mindset. Negative thoughts often appear without warning. They may be triggered by a stressful event, an interaction with another person, or even a self-critique. These thoughts may feel like they are the truth, but it's important to understand that they are simply thoughts, not facts. The moment you can identify that you're experiencing negative thoughts, you've already taken the first step toward reframing them. Once you're aware of the negative thought, ask yourself, is this thought based on facts or assumptions? Negative thoughts often come from a place of fear, past experiences, or misunderstandings. For example, if you think, "I will fail," take a moment to consider whether this is based on past experiences or simply fear of the unknown. Is there any evidence to support this thought? Often, the answer will be no. Reframing begins by challenging the assumption behind the thought. If you catch yourself thinking, "I will fail," try to reframe it with something more empowering, such as, "Failure is a part of learning, and I can handle it. I have the skills and resources to succeed." A powerful technique for reframing is to look at the opposite of the negative thought. For example, if you think, "I'm not good enough," reframe it with, "I am capable, worthy, and always growing." This simple reframe shifts your focus from inadequacy to potential, opening up new possibilities for action. Instead of focusing on what you perceive as a flaw or limitation, you direct your mind towards strengths and opportunities for improvement. Another effective method of reframing is to consider the situation from a broader perspective. When you're stuck in a negative thought pattern, it can feel as though the problem is insurmountable. By taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture, you can gain a more balanced and realistic view. For example, if you're feeling overwhelmed by a challenging project at work, instead of thinking, I'll never finish this, it's too much. Reframe the thought by asking, what small steps can I take to make progress today? This shift in focus from an overwhelming task to manageable actions empowers you to move forward and keeps negative thoughts from taking over. It's also important to remember that reframing doesn't mean denying or ignoring negative emotions or experiences. It's about finding a more constructive and realistic way of interpreting them. If you experience a setback or failure, instead of thinking, "I'm a failure," you can reframe the experience as, "This setback is an opportunity for growth. I can learn from this and do better next time." This approach not only helps you stay positive, but also builds resilience and the ability to handle future challenges with grace. To strengthen the power of reframing, try using positive affirmations. Affirmations are statements that help reinforce a more empowering mindset. For example, if you find yourself thinking, "I can't do this," replace that thought with an affirmation like, "I'm capable of handling challenges and I trust in my abilities." By repeating these affirmations, you train your mind to focus on positive, constructive thoughts, which gradually replace the negative ones. Another key aspect of reframing is practicing gratitude. Often, negative thoughts are rooted in a focus on what we don't have or what's going wrong in our lives. Gratitude shifts our attention to what is going well and what we appreciate. When you find yourself caught in a negative thought loop, try to interrupt it by listing three things you're grateful for in that moment. This practice not only reframes your thoughts, but also rewires your brain to focus on abundance rather than lack. One important thing to keep in mind is that reframing takes time and consistent practice. Negative thought patterns don't disappear overnight. Rewiring your brain to think more positively and constructively requires repetition. The more you practice reframing, the more automatic it becomes. Over time, you'll begin to notice that your first reaction to a challenging situation is more likely to be positive, focused, and solution-oriented. Self-compassion is another crucial element of reframing negative thoughts. It's easy to be hard on yourself when things don't go as planned. But when you practice self-compassion, you're able to reframe your self-talk with kindness and understanding. Instead of thinking, "I'm so stupid for making that mistake," reframe the thought with, "Everyone makes mistakes. I'll learn from this and do better next time." Self-compassion helps you break free from harsh self-judgment and shift your mindset toward growth and improvement. Reframing negative thoughts also involves challenging societal and cultural beliefs that may influence your thinking. Many of us are conditioned by societal standards of success, beauty, and achievement. These external expectations can lead to feelings of inadequacy or self-doubt. Reframing involves questioning these external pressures and recognizing that your value is not defined by these standards. You are worthy as you are, and your journey is unique. When you reframe your thinking to align with your personal values and goals, you free yourself from the burden of comparison and self-criticism. Reframing negative thoughts is a powerful tool for transforming your mindset, overcoming challenges, and maintaining emotional well-being. By becoming aware of negative thought patterns, challenging their validity, and replacing them with more positive and constructive beliefs, you can create lasting change in your life. Reframing empowers you to shift your perspective from one of limitation and fear to one of growth, opportunity, and resilience. With consistent practice, reframing becomes a natural part of your thought process, allowing you to live with greater clarity, confidence, and peace. As we come to the end of this journey toward mental clarity, it's important to reflect on the transformative power of the tools and practices we've explored. Achieving a clear, focused mind is not a destination, it's a lifelong journey. The practices of mindfulness, reframing negative thoughts, developing self-awareness, and embracing empathy and compassion are all powerful instruments for cultivating a peaceful, balanced, and resilient mind. However, true mental clarity comes from integrating these practices into your daily life, making them a natural part of who you are. Throughout this book, we've learned how to understand and manage our thoughts, how to replace negativity with positivity, and how to connect with others in a way that fosters understanding, respect, and deep connection. We've discovered that silence and mindfulness are not mere retreats from the world, but essential tools for personal growth, clarity, and peace. In recognizing that negative thoughts are not permanent, and in learning how to reframe them, we give ourselves the freedom to shift our mindset, navigate challenges with grace, and approach life with a clearer perspective. But the key to maintaining mental clarity isn't just about mastering techniques, it's about practicing them consistently. Mental clarity requires patience, commitment, and a willingness to grow. Each day is an opportunity to check in with yourself, to evaluate your thoughts, and to realign your actions with your true values. Through simple daily practices like mindfulness, breathing exercises, self-reflection, and compassionate communication, you begin to create a life where peace and clarity are the foundation rather than the exception. As you move forward on this journey, remember that challenges will arise. Negative thoughts will come, difficult emotions will surface, and life's complexities will continue to unfold. But with the practices you've learned, you now have the tools to meet these challenges with clarity and strength. You will have the ability to pause, observe, and choose your responses rather than being swept away by your reactions. You will be able to navigate life with the knowledge that clarity is not something you have to find. It is something you create through conscious effort and commitment. Embrace the process of mental clarity, for it is a gift not just to yourself, but to those around you. By cultivating a calm, focused mind, you set an example for others, helping them to see that peace is not a distant ideal, but a present reality. Your actions, your words, and your energy will inspire those you encounter to seek clarity and peace in their own lives as well. Achieving mental clarity is about living in alignment with your true self, free from the burdens of negative thinking and emotional turmoil. It is about learning to embrace life as it comes, accepting what you cannot control, and finding strength in your ability to respond with clarity, compassion, and grace. By integrating these practices into your life, you unlock your potential to live a life that is not only clear, but filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment. Your mind is a powerful tool, and with the right practices, it can become your greatest ally in creating a life of lasting peace and success.